Dense fog is my aesthetic.
I mean, it is. I really...
I feel like that is such an edgy thing to say, though, like...
Ooh, edgelord.
Dense fog, you never know what's happening inside it.
My aesthetic.
My aesthetic.
My aesthetic is nighttime.
My aesthetic is sleep.
Same, though.
I'm a sleepy boy.
Okay, guys.
Hello!
Hi!
Oh, it's been forever.
It's Nikki.
And Tyler.
And this is Paige Turners.
And the Button Mashers.
Fucking finally.
Yes.
You just told me to press go.
Because we weren't doing anything. We were just sitting here in silence for a solid, well, like, 5 seconds.
Usually we process for a half second. Ooh, behind the scenes shit.
but ooh, real dramatic there.
We're real dramatic over here. Welcome back, guys.
Welcome back.
You're going to hear this literally the day after we recorded it, so you're welcome.
Oh. Unless you're coming in real late, then you'll hear it whatever day you listen to it.
Yep.
Hi, and welcome to this shit show.
The shit show that is Page Turners and Button Mashers. Yeah, we were on vacation for a week.
Yeah.
And the week before that, I couldn't finish this book. So.
Yeah.
Do we have any updates, babe?
Yes.
What do we have?
Batman bought some merch from us.
Oh, yes! So we have our first actual listener who... You know, bought from us.
Yeah, someone we don't know personally.
Someone we don't know personally.
And huge shout out to you. They sent us a photo on Instagram.
Oh my god, I freaked out so much.
I'm not sure if they wanted to get shouted out, but you're getting a shout out.
And thank you so much.
Yeah, got some of that limited edition Valentine's Day merch.
Probably one of the only two that were sold, so...
I'm the other one, so... Yep. You're the only unique one that got it, so hype to you.
Hype. In other news, I finally got our own merch, and I'm getting my own X-ray sweater, and I'm super excited about it because I wear black all the time, and the only reason I was holding back was because I'm stupid and I can't figure out shit. It took me a really long time to figure out how to do the negative colors, and now I can. I do have one more thing to shout out, and I left my phone out there, and I feel really stupid for doing so.
Okay.
There is this TikToker who has also got their own Etsy shop.
Oh, yeah.
Who does D&D dice bombs?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So it's like bath bombs, but with D&D dice
inside of them. They also do soaps. They have soaps with D&D dice in them, and they also do shower steamers.
They did not ask us to do a shout out,
no,
by the way. We're just doing this on our own accord.
Not at all. I completely forgot what their name is, though.
We'll put it in the show notes.
Absolutely.
Support
I think
a small business.
Yes, Geek Soap Supply, I suppose.
Something like that.
I will remember in like half a second, probably in the middle of this reporting. but yeah, so check them out. Check down their link. I'm so excited for them. I really want to buy something like immediately. And obviously they're not a sponsor, but support something small, okay?
Can, branching off of, well, this has nothing to do with what you just said, so I apologize. But it just feels so good to record again.
I know, right?
It's been 94 years.
It feels like 2 years since we recorded, but it's only been a week.
Literally.
And we're actually recording a day early than what we usually do.
Yeah.
So that's weird.
It is weird.
We're basically doing overtime because
we need to catch up.
Yeah, I feel bad for having missed last week's, but I just couldn't.
Yeah.
There was something about it. I think it was the fact that we were like, I was so busy trying to prep the house for when we got back, so I didn't have to clean when I got home.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many of you guys, like, actually travel or whatever, but it's so difficult to go from, like, extremely messy house to nearly spotless. Like, someone lives here, but not that long. And it's really hard to achieve that when your house was a train wreck from the beginning.
Yeah.
Other than that, yeah, I just...
It feels so nice.
It feels so nice.
We were scrambling to get stuff ready for...
I was reading vacation. While we were on vacation, so next week's book is going to be pretty much half ready for you because it's a very long book.
We are back full swing. Well, once we record tomorrow,
yes,
then we'll be back.
we'll be back in full swing. So thank you guys for hanging in with us, and thank you for all the listens on the last episode because that was a Patreon exclusive before, and now Patreon doesn't exist for us. So I know. We will tell you at the end of this episode where you can support us instead.
Yeah, and on that, my Discord was like a Patreon exclusive.
Yep.
That probably won't be. You can, if you guys are interested, message me personally on Twitter, TyTurnMash.
Yep.
I'll send you the invite and we can just chill.
Yeah, absolutely. With that, should I get started?
Yeah. I guess with this fucking train wreck of a book.
It wasn't a train wreck. It wasn't a train wreck. Okay, I'm going to tell you,
you didn't finish it.
I didn't finish it, but there's a damn good reason why I didn't finish it. I actually ended up having to record the or not record this to report this a little different because of how complicated it was. So, this is The Unsuitable by Molly Pohlig, P-O-H-L-I-G.
Okay.
So this book begins with our girl. Her name is Iseult, or Iseult, Wince. A few things about her. Her mother died in childbirth. Her father is super hands-off with her. Her aunt is hugely in charge of any decision-making for her, but isn't in the picture. And her main caretaker is her nanny, Mrs. Pennington.
Oh.
Yeah. So the best part about her, she believes that she can speak to her long-departed mother through interaction with the scar on her shoulder that was made during her birth when a very, very untrained midwife decided it would be a great idea to yank on the baby's legs to get her out of her mother, whom was not fit to give traditional birth, but it was like the 1800s, what do you expect?
Yeah, okay.
And it broke her collarbone in the process, which also killed her mother by forcing her to bleed out. Nice.
What the fuck?
Yep. That's not even how this started. There's a lot more words to that. So one day, Iseult, I don't know. Too many
and
ways.
Battery.
Iseult and battery.
There's the name of the episode.
Her father and Mrs. Pennington were getting ready for a dinner with the Finches. I would say this was a good thing since it was meant for her to find a suitor, but she didn't want a suitor. Actually, her mother was vehemently against it. Correction. On many occasions, her mother had discussed this with her, and she felt she shouldn't just settle with anyone. But after that evening's events with her explaining that she enjoyed going on long walks to the cemetery with her mother while they spoke, her father had had enough.
All right.
Yeah. He had even hoped that someone would almost take her away and beat some sense into her because he was so far out of his wit's end. Nice going, Pops.
Wow, what a great father figure.
He's wonderful. So after this discussion, her mother decided to pop up and tell her to apologize to her father, but Iseult had had enough. She decided then and there that if there were to be any other suitors, which she knew there would be, she would have her own decisions about them. That her mother wouldn't keep telling her to turn away all the men just because she didn't like them. So she went to bed that night, having been chastised by her father. She went through her normal ritual where she took some needles and jammed them into her scar on her neck.
Nope.
Why?
Nope. No.
Oh, yeah, no, it gets great.
No.
You want to know why, though?
No.
But
tell me anyway, I guess. Jesus.
Because it made her feel better.
No.
Like.
Fuck off.
Like, actually better, though, because the worst part is that she only found this out by accident because she managed to jam a pair of scissors into that scar while trying to cut off a stray piece of thread.
No!
He's flailing.
Oh.
I love how I'm trying to get this information out as fast as possible so he doesn't freak out as much, but it's how it's gonna be. Oh, man, this brings me joy.
How the fuck... I'm sorry.
Okay.
No. How the fuck do you accidentally jam fucking scissors into a scar?
On your chest.
I thought it was the neck. On your chest. I don't fucking
it's
care.
It's like, okay, so it starts like at the base of the neck and it goes across her
stab.
Chest.
Stab. Oopsie.
So apparently she was being like super frantic during this time. And there was like a thread on her dress. And you know how it is in the 1800s. You have to be presentable. And she went to go snippy snip. And instead of snippy snipping, she tripped and went stabby stab into her chest.
Why were you moving with the knives? You're a dumbass.
Scissors.
I don't care. It's two knives put together and they cut things. That's...
Either way,
I am whoops. Flustered, so I can't fucking say the right thing.
Either way, whoops. But here's the thing. It was the one thing that after so long of dealing with the pain from this injury, which I'm betting was a poorly set bone in childhood, that it felt really good. So, it's become her nightly ritual that she does this. And in turn, it allows her to speak to her long-deceased mother. Of course, it doesn't help that her poor caretaker had to remove the scissors from her chest herself. Yep, it's great.
Okay.
So this happened 14 years ago.
Wait, the stabbing? The original, the stabbing?
Yeah. It happened 14 years ago, and now she's 28, and her father has basically all but given up on her. Nice. Even her Aunt Catherine decided to intervene by telling her that she needs to listen to her father or things will become more difficult for her. So this day, they decided to take her to the dressmaker, and while she was in the dressing room, she found a whole load of hat pins. Now, let me tell you something.
No.
I have to tell you something.
I don't want
to
hear it.
Ever since the first incident, they've been like, yeah, you don't get sharp things. Rightfully so. But she managed to find a way to get sharp things. So she delightedly took quite a few and shoved them in her boot so that while she walked home, she got the gratifying pain feeling to handle her stress, and nobody was the wiser. Holy fucking yikes.
She stabbed her own foot?
Not feet, around her leg.
Okay. You know what? I just accepted it at this point. Fuck it.
Like I said, holy fucking yikes. So this girl was so excited to feel pain again that for some reason this placated her for a while. Placated? Whatever. Someone teach me English. So
I do have a degree in that, so.
Yeah, but you're not very good at it either.
Hold up a goddamn second. I did not come here to get attacked like that. Hold the you're not going to gloss right off of that. Nope.
Glossing it off like a bullet on Superman. So she was even able to behave super well, like, at the following night's dinner, that her father even congratulated her for a job well done.
Oh, fuck off.
What the actual hell? Oh, and to celebrate her job well done, she picked at her scab and stuck her finger in the wound. I had to read it. This is the nice version of what I had to read.
Okay, just keep going, please.
But she had finally made up her mind. She wasn't going to be a spinster any longer because a 28-year spinster. She was going to listen to her father and find her match. No matter how dull she found the guy, love doesn't matter. She just needs to marry up.
You're a real catch, honey. I just... You're gonna find the one, I'm sure.
Oh, it gets better. So she has her own little black book of people that she couldn't stand and their disgusting attributes that made her repulsed by them. And she called the book The Unsuitable because everyone in that book was an absolute ill.
Is that the name of the book?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
and,
my.
You know what's ironic about this? She is a self-mutilator.
Hold up, the fucking...
Who thinks all these people are dull.
The scissors on the front of the goddamn book are the ones she stabbed herself with.
Correct. At least they weren't dripping blood.
Oh.
So let's fast forward some time, shall we?
Yeah, sure.
So quite a few things happen in this book before something interesting happens again. So she goes on more walks. Has a huge fight with her father where he agrees that he should have drowned her when she was a baby. All that jazz. Yeah, he's terrible. But after about a week where he isn't at all present in the household and she gets quite happy, actually, he comes back with a request to get for her to get dressed and to meet him for lunch with guests. Of course, he intends for her to meet yet another man, but this man, Jacob is his name, is completely different. This man was silver. Literally.
What?
His skin was silver and his eyes were almost red. Which was an absolute...
He's a vampire.
Yep. I don't know.
didn't finish the book.
I didn't finish the fucking book. I'll tell you why at the end of this. But it was an absolute interesting fact in itself. And the best part, she actually liked him enough to invite him to go on a walk with her. And it was actually quite funny because the way she stumbled over herself, she was like, I didn't ask you that. No, just pretend I didn't ask you that. And he's like, let's pretend I asked you and we're having a love affair. And she was like, which I was like, smooth fucker. Well done. Then after, you know, he agreed to do so, she panicked, excused herself from the table, ran up to her room where she vomited everything she literally had just eaten. Because that's what everybody does when they panic. Puke.
You want to know what I do when I panic?
What?
I buy a gallon of Arizona iced tea.
I showed you what happened when I panicked.
Yeah, you bought a shit ton of makeup.
I bought $80 in makeup and perfume, which isn't much in comparison, but I panic by food and then I panic by things.
I just buy a...
Yours is cheaper, and I wish that mine was... My panic things were, you know, reasonable. Anyway...
Yes, but let's continue with this lovely story.
I'm broke rich. So a couple days went by, and she basically holed herself up. She cut herself enough to silence her mother, which apparently I misread that. She silences her mother with the cutting. My bad. But I couldn't figure that out until this point in the book. And made it so she could just think for herself. Gotta say, the mutilation in this book is way too detailed and it actually grossed me out.
Oh, thank you for not going in detail.
You're welcome.
Here I am about to go into detail.
Here I am about to tell you every little thing that I had to read. Anyway, so a little silver envelope then slid under her door.
Oh, silver, like the guy.
Yep, it was actually from him.
Oh, who would have guessed? Not me.
Stating at 2:30 every day, he will be waiting in the park. It didn't say specifically waiting for her to go walking by so that he could join her, but let's assume this. So she did exactly that, walked by him, but didn't stop once. She was absolutely terrified to meet him again, to follow her feelings, so I'm just going to tell you now, the last thing I remember from this book before finishing up these notes is that I still got to sit down with her father... With her father, and had a conversation about how she was basically being traded to Jacob's family so that Jacob could get a job at Isolde's father's company. Why? Because he seemed it was fair. She was his problem, and Jacob was the solution. And that's where I stopped reading the book. So this was the first time in the history of this podcast that I genuinely could not finish the fucking book, and it's not very long. It was extremely wordy in the Victorian style of, let me say this one thing in like 15 pages of text. And I struggled to finish the book.
It was the Dragon Ball Z filler episode of books.
Yes! It's like where they're just going back and forth and talking. It's like, where are we? Oh, we're in the same goddamn fight that lasts 20 seconds to actually fight, but we're still talking. Okay. This is why I struggled to finish this book the previous week, hence the lack of the continuation episode. However, I will say that for a short book, it's not absolutely terrible. It's just not for someone with ADHD who literally cannot focus on a book that tells way too many things only to focus on the main story just a little.
Mm-hmm.
I may end up reading it in the future, but definitely not for the sake of the podcast. And for those reasons, I'm going to give it a 4.5 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah. I had to stop.
Okay.
But it wasn't an awful book.
It was just too wordy.
I can't focus.
It was dense is what you're...
Yes. Okay. If you guys do manage to finish it, just let me know what you think. And it's definitely not my cup of tea. I do hope that someone will find it more interesting of a writing style than I did. And I wanted to finish the book. I wanted to. The tagline was so interesting. We both read it we both didn't. I showed my mom it because that was the first time I went to this, the local bookstore that I mentioned, Kismet. I love them. But this was the first time that I've ever just been like, I can't fucking push myself to finish this book.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. And even if I were listening to it, I would have zoned out so hard that I wouldn't know what to do.
Fair enough.
That being said, 4.5 out of 10 is mainly just from my lack of focus.
Gotcha.
Like I said, some people really love the writing style of, like, Jane Eyre or Jane Austen, for Jane Austen's writings, where it's just so many words for the sake of one goddamn sentence. And mm-hmm. I can't do that.
Fair enough.
Yeah. The mutilation parts were really fucking freaky to me. And comparison to even the last book,
mm-hmm.
there was obviously a lot, like, this whole series of the previous book where it was like, yeah, it was torture and it was absolutely terrifying and horrid, but it made you want to keep reading it.
Mm-hmm.
And this didn't make me want to do that. This made me want to stop and just be like, I can't.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was unnecessary gore.
It was weirdly placed for me.
Okay.
And
that's fair.
Again, there's like, oh, we're in a bad situation and I understand that gore is going to happen here.
Mm-hmm.
Or horrible things are going to happen here. Someone's definitely going to die. But this one was just too much.
Gotcha. That's fair.
But yeah, that's where I ended. I really do hope that when someone reads it and tells me how it ends without having to do it myself. This is the first time that I genuinely could not do it for you guys, and I'm so sorry. Feel free to spoil it for me, and we'll tell you how at the end of this episode.
Yeah.
And with that, we'll take a break.
Break time! We're back.
Yay!
Kermit the Frog is back.
Sorry about the disappointment, guys.
I think you're fine, babe.
Okay.
Yeah, shit happens. Books aren't your taste. Kind of like how I haven't finished. There's some books aren't your taste.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And, like, some games I just couldn't finish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, one last thing, and I'm sorry
how
for...
How dare you? This is my section!
I'm so sorry!
Ah!
Ow, ow. Actually, ow. Busted my ear.
We're gonna fucking put that down.
I am so sorry.
I looked away to try and yell.
Yeah, my ear hurt. one last thing. Because I couldn't finish the book, I am thinking of maybe giving it away.
Oh.
Doing a solid giveaway. So,
fuck.
Keep your eyes out for that one. So if it sounds like your forte, keep an eye out for a giveaway for that.
Let us know if you want to, like, if you want that, a free book. Who doesn't want it? But, like, if we get enough people interested, we'll definitely do it.
Oh, absolutely. Especially maybe because we're nearing the 2,000 listeners mark.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so.
And you can get Argon.
I don't know where that one went.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I really don't. It just disappeared suddenly.
I'm pretty sure it's on the bookshelf.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one that I built. I built a bookshelf.
Yeah, if you want it.
Humble brag right there.
If you want it to burn it, please tell me. No, you can go. I'm so
okay,
sorry.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Gaming. It's game time.
It's game time.
I have a request for people who play Call of Duty, specifically the newer Modern Warfare, which I think was 2019.
Mm-hmm.
If you still play it, give me the most disgusting looking gun loadout, because I like making stupid looking guns and making them viable.
Oh, yeah.
If it's the worst gun in the game, I don't give a fuck. I just want to do it. I'm using a crossbow with a sniper scope. And then, yes. As dual wield, I have akimbo burst pistols, also with sniper scopes. You can't use them.
But they're there.
But they're there. And everybody's like, it helps with accuracy. I'm like, yeah, when you're looking down sight. I can't do that.
With dual wield, it defeats the purpose.
Yeah, so shit like that. So, that's my one request.
Yep.
So please. But, gaming news. I found this out a few weeks ago, a week and a half ago. They're making a Hot Wheels game.
Yes! Oh my god!
It looks fucking awesome! I'm so excited for it.
So hyped for it.
I already pre-ordered it.
Yeah.
So
I straight up was like, I don't care how much money you have, do it.
Yeah. That money won't come out until the game is, like, week from it coming out.
Like I said, I don't care how much money you have at the time.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. I suggest looking at the trailer for it because it looks fun.
I'm super excited.
And huge news for the gaming world. Bethesda is officially owned by Microsoft now.
Mm-hmm.
And a shit ton of their games are on the Xbox Game Pass now. So that means if there are games that you haven't played from the from Bethesda, like the original Dooms or up until the new Doom, any of the Elder Scrolls, they even have fucking Morrowind, which is Elder Scrolls 3 on there. They have Fallout, even New Vegas. They have a shit ton of games that they just added to Game Pass.
Yep.
And if you have Game Pass, you can play all of these games. And if you've been, like, waiting to get Game Pass, now's a great time to do it.
But not a fucking sponsor. Even yeah. Even though, you know, he plays mostly Xbox games.
Yeah.
Ironically.
Ironically, yeah. I think that has to do.
Yeah. News. I guess I want to apologize to the PlayStation community. We're losing on Bethesda.
Yeah.
They're owned by Microsoft.
You will still get Bethesda games. Mm-hmm. But they're just going to be more readily available to Xbox players because of Game Pass.
Yep.
So that does suck, but you won't be losing any games as of right now.
You won't be losing anything, but you're probably not going to gain any either.
Yeah.
Let's be serious.
You can still buy the games. I will say PlayStation is still dominating in exclusives.
Oh, 100%.
They got the Spider-Mans.
Like an old person.
Yeah, they got God of War.
Yes.
Yeah, those are two big ones. I wish they still had Killzone.
I know.
Because that was an exclusive, and it's... Oh, mwah.
I have Killzone 3, mm-hmm. and that's why I have the PlayStation gun.
Yeah, so shall I get onto the game?
Yeah, the one that you also didn't finish?
I was going to mention that in this part. Thanks for ruining that for me. So the game I played a little bit of.
Mm-hmm.
Continuation from the last games, Jak 3.
Yep.
Yeah. So the release date, November 9th, 2004.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I don't want to go back.
So, the genre is open world platform, third person shooter, action adventure video game.
Oh.
That is the description of it on...
It's a lot of words.
Yeah. The developer, Naughty Dog.
Mm-hmm.
And the publisher, Sony Computer Entertainment. Yeah.
Okay.
Systems, same as the last few. Original was PS2 and Vita, and then it was ported to PS3 and 4 with the bundles.
Yes.
Yeah. So, the story. This comes from the Jak and Dexter fandom site, which will be on or in the show notes.
On and in.
Yeah. On, in, behind. You never know. Might
jumping
be.
Behind.
Yeah.
It's great.
We should put it in upside down just to fuck with people.
Like Google do a barrel roll.
Yeah. Whoop. Yeah, that'd be great. So, the story. In Jak 3, Jak, Daxter, and Pecker... The
what?
Parrot.
What? Wait, sorry. Hold up. Pecker the parrot?
I want to say yes, but I could be wrong. Let me double check. That's his name.
He's a penguin penis.
Sure.
That's Jak another 3. Name for penis is Pecker.
Yeah. I want to see if that's actually his name. That is. Holy shit.
No.
He's this weird, like, half monkey, half parrot thing.
Oh, God, that's not even... That doesn't make it any better.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
This is gonna suck.
I have to say, it's great because one of the things on when I searched up for this was, finally revealed? Does Daxter literally flip Pecker off? What the fuck? So, that's hilarious.
Oh, I don't know. The fact that they were like, well, this is going to suck. Might as well put a Pecker in it.
So Jak, Dexter, and Pecker are cast out of from Haven City.
Okay.
Only to be discovered by Damas, with the help of Ashlyn, and forced to prove their worth to Spargus, in order to survive.
Those are certainly names.
But they must then fight the war for Haven City between the Freedom League, Metalheads, and KG Deathbots.
Huh.
So there's a lot.
There is a lot.
Yeah. This game sucks. There are so many things wrong with this game, and I apologize, but I'm going to go on a tangent about every single one. Like, there was so much potential, but... fuck! To me, they missed the mark majorly. And I'm going to tell you, I did not finish the game. I did not get... I think I got like 13% in.
Oh, that's even worse than me.
I didn't make it halfway.
I tried to make it halfway.
I made it through a few missions and said no. So.
Sorry, I know how that is.
Yeah. So... the things that they... this is going to be very quick, and I apologize, but let's get right into it.
Yes.
The story.
Mm-hmm.
It finishes off with a battle, with the battle that happened in Haven City. You're then, like... well, it finishes off with that cutscene.
Okay.
But then it shows you being transported out into the desert and exiled.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you helped save the city. You're getting exiled because you're too unstable with the Dark Eco. That's what they're going with.
What?
So Jack travels the desert with these three, with the other two. With
these peckerheads?
Yeah. They collapse and then they get found by some outsiders, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Yeah, they just see them and go, they're still alive, and then they take them.
But they're not introduced.
No.
What?
Yeah. So you're taken back and I don't really even know what the fuck the story is. You just get taken by this tribe of outsiders. You have to then prove yourself to their leader by competing in a arena which works as kind of a tutorial.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's confusing as fuck.
It is. It's like, ooh, you've been exiled. Oh, now you have to prove your worth. And then you're just in this weird-ass tribe city.
But if you've been exiled, what's the point of proving your worth? I don't understand.
I don't either. It's fucking weird.
I'm so confused.
They also took away, like, most of the vehicles in the game. Like, those little cool flying bike things from the last one. They replaced them with these weird, like, raptor bird things that you ride on.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, funny thing about them, if you're just riding them through the city and you hit one of the people walking, you'll hear the whoosh sound and the person will go flying and then just like explode, like they'll disappear. So you can literally just kill people running through them.
But that's not the point of Jak and Daxter.
No, it's not. Usually when you're driving like the vehicle in Jak 2, mm-hmm. they'll like run away from you. And like if you hit them, they'll, but... in this one, you literally just murder people and everybody just keeps walking.
We didn't see that.
Yeah. I'm like, whatever.
Plausible deniability.
That guy just,
my back was turned. I didn't see what happened.
That guy was a dick. Who cares?
Nobody liked him.
Yeah.
Anyway. I can't.
The animations are jacked.
Ha!
Yeah, I didn't even try on that pun. They, like, they're so... like jumpy.
I was gonna say you can't even put it into words how bad.
Like
it is.
They just kind of jump from boom, bam, boom. You know, like in conversations, Jak will be standing and then he'll like turn, like 15 degrees at a time.
That's so.
It's like, weird. And I don't think that
he's
it was
a sprinkler. He's a fucking...
yeah. He's a no. But that's only in cutscenes that he's fucking jumpy like that. When you're playing the actual game,
when it's supposed to be the smoothest,
yeah.
Oh my god.
It's so weird. Like, some characters will move very smooth, and then there's times where Jack's like, it's like, oh. What the fuck? Like, his head just tilts and looks down at the person.
The way he did that. It's like,
you know how the creepy doll stare
yeah,
turns.
Yeah, where it's and just like tilts, suddenly it
snaps
looks
to you. Yeah.
I'm gonna cry. Because of how freaky that would be.
Yeah. I'm not sure if that happened, but I feel like it did.
He's not only a sprinkler, he's a creepy-ass doll head.
So,
oh, the one time I wish you all could see
like,
him.
Yeah, all the animations were just, well, like in cutscenes were fucking weird.
Oh, man.
It was awful, honestly. They do give you a vehicle. I don't know if you can upgrade it because I didn't play that far. You get this, yeah, you get this weird ass buggy that's slow as fuck, but in order to win the buggy, you have to race. And everybody's got, like, these jacked up buggies, and, like, in order to win the race, you have to get boost and get in front of them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it just, it's so clunky when you're driving it. And, it's just awful. And then
I am so sorry, guys.
And then immediately after that, you have to, like, race around this desert while these other vehicles are fucking shooting at you and you can't shoot back. They're, like, literally, and you have to find these artifacts that are just in the desert, and there's a time limit.
What the
and
hell?
If you don't complete it in the time limit, a sandstorm comes in and fucking murders you. It's dumb.
What? Okay, this, okay, how do I English this? This is as if everybody sat in the boardroom.
Hey, you know everything we did right? Let fucking go.
No, not even that. It's like, you know, Jack and Daxter was so successful. Even Jack 2 was so well done. Let's push the limits.
Let's not do anything good. Let's
literally push the limits to the point where people won't even recognize the game. They won't even know what's going on. You just get put in there and you go, huh?
Yeah. So, weird mission. You play super early on. It fucking, this is what ended it for me, because it is so fucking stupid. You remember those weird raptor bird things that you ride?
Yeah,
so at one point you meet these monks that are the precursor monks. Okay. They, like, are there to warn you about the precursors coming back. And, yeah, they're you know, really weird. And they're wearing precursor shit.
Okay.
I can't remember why you have to do this. But you have to race, like, five of them on these fucking birds through the city.
What?
Yeah, going through checkpoints.
Oh, man.
And, like, if you run into one, you get smacked and go to the side. You have to, like, run past them, get around them, go through these checkpoints. If you miss a checkpoint, you have to run back. You don't get reset or anything.
What?
And I tried, I kid you not, 7 times to do this mission. But I kept getting pushed back or pushed to the side or missing a checkpoint. The controls on this fucking bird were bullshit. And it's just the NPCs had a set path, right?
Yeah.
And they went along it. If you got in the fucking way, they were just... There was a point where I got stuck in a rock sideways, yeah. Like tilted sideways. Just, I was stuck there. My bird was, like, flapping his arms.
He's flailing. And, oh, man.
And I was just like, okay, I'm going to reset. It was just bad. It's so stupid. And why the fuck do you have to race these monks? That's not what they're there for. They're there to stop shit. Why the fuck do you... Okay.
Okay, let me...
The story makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, let me pause you to give a little bit of a visual insight for the people who can't see us at all, which is everybody else. Tyler is shaking, and he is... Every time he has to explain something new to me and all of you, his hands do things that... I'll probably post it on the Twitter or the Instagram, what you do when you're explaining things, when you're angry.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm cool.
Okay.
My glasses fell down right when I said I'm cool, and I'm really happy that happened. I went, I'm cool.
Smooth as fucking silk.
Yeah.
All right, continue. I am sorry. I had to explain to people what is going on and why I'm laughing.
Let's go into the very... few things that they did right.
Which is not much.
Daxter looks fucking amazing. He looks sharp as fuck. His eyes are still a little pixely, like around the color.
Mm-hmm.
The iris.
Yes.
Yeah. But like the rest of him, he looks great.
So they improved on Daxter.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Yeah, his animation's flawless.
They were just like, we made...
You can see his tail wagging, like...
We made Jack so fucking hot in the last one that...
we had to dial it back.
We had to dial it back. We had to make him unlovable again and make Daxter the point.
I have to explain something. At the very start of the game, in the cutscene, Jack's hair is long as shit. He looks hot. He looks fine. Right?
He is gilf.
Oh, God. He looks hot. They take him to whatever the fucking weird tribal city is.
Mm-hmm.
His hair is, like, up to the back of his neck.
They chop it.
They chop his hair. They don't even show that. His hair's just gone.
What?
And I'm like, he looked so good with the longest fuck hair. Why did you get rid of it? Like, he looked damn good.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You got rid of our crush, guys.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I'm just going to say this. If you like this game, you're wrong.
I'm sure a lot of people would say that to you about a lot of the games that you absolutely love.
Oh, yeah, guaranteed. Greg Hastings, that game sucks. But
what are you shooting at? I don't know.
Still a great game. I will say, Jack's voice and just the vocal encounters in general, great. Like, it doesn't sound awkward like it did in the last game. It doesn't sound like, angry. Jack has dialed back his angst. And he actually sounds normal when he's talking to people. He's like, all right, let's do this. It's like, yes, that's the reaction.
Where were you?
Where the fuck were you? Why wasn't this voice with the hotness?
I agree.
Instead of being the new hotness, he's the old busted. I think that's a quote from Rush Hour.
I still love it.
Yeah. Old and busted, new hotness. Like, yeah.
Oh, God, I'm dying.
Also,
I'm sorry.
The controls, when you're not in a cutscene and you're not on the fucking bird, they're smooth. They're very nice. I will say that.
So they fixed some things.
Yes. They also updated the gun, so the gun has more, like, things that it can do, which is pretty cool. Like, instead of just being, like, the default four, you actually get to choose, like, the specific ones.
Okay.
To fit your play style.
That's pretty cool.
Which, if you get far enough into the game, unlike me, you can do it.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a point where I was just like, I'll come back to this. And then every time I was about to boot up the game, I was like, I have to race the fucking birds.
And you can't.
I can't. So, another really cool thing about this, the absolutely legendary Tara Strong is in this game.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Tara.
She is like the main monk.
Okay.
Yeah, the one that's like, don't you touch that weird precursor shit. Don't do it.
Okay.
It's bad. And then you touch it and then fucking activates.
She was like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah. And then she tells you that you have to race her monk buddies. So...
why would you touch the precursor shit, dude? Why
because
you
you're
the
only one that can, like, activate it. Because,
I know, but it's still like, what? But why?
Yeah.
Why would you do it?
If you don't know who Tara Strong is, she is...
Harley Quinn.
The Harley Quinn, Raven, which this role is very similar to Raven in the voice style and, like, seriousness.
Raven, like the Teen Titans for people who are not...
Yeah.
Like, OG Teen Titans, too.
I mean, she is Raven in Teen Titans Go, but more the style of original Teen Titans.
Yep.
Style, the better one.
The better of the two.
Yeah.
She's in My Little Pony.
Yeah, and Powerpuff Girls.
Who is she in Powerpuff Girls?
Isn't she Bubbles?
Yeah, she is. She's Bubbles.
Isn't she? Or am I thinking that wrong?
No. I think you're right.
Let me.
I am blanking on my own childhood.
Who voices Bubbles?
But
Tara Strong.
Yeah,
yes.
It is Tara.
Cool.
Because I met my favorite Powerpuff Girls voice actress for my birthday 2 years ago.
E.G. Daily.
E.G. Daily. She was so nice.
She was
so little.
Yeah. Yeah, but Tara Strong killed it in this role. It was real good. I didn't see much of her, obviously. Because I didn't play much of the game.
I didn't finish it.
So, I mean, overall, I didn't finish it. They should have stayed with what they did in Jack 2. This is just an unfortunate flop.
Mm-hmm.
The story doesn't make any sense to me. Mm-hmm. It just feels forced. It seems like they were just trying to push out Jack more than they did. And it just seemed wrong. It seemed like they could have taken more time on it.
Like almost sacrilege wrong.
Yeah.
Like, you burned my hope for the future bad.
Yeah. Oh, apparently, man. Jack X, which is the race and combat racing, which came out after this, is really good.
Okay.
I'll give that a look-see eventually. Okay. Not in the upcoming weeks, but if you guys want to see that, let me know.
Might make it a bonus thing.
Yeah. I want to say I feel bad giving it a low score, like, vocally.
Go for it.
Four.
A four?
Yeah.
Dude.
That's being generous.
Yeah.
For me.
Okay, that's... I like how we both kind of landed in the four range.
Yeah, I just...
Because it's like, we couldn't...
I do love Jack and Daxter, I do. But this game just didn't... For me personally, there might be some of you out there who... Love the game.
Could make it past the birds.
Who could make it past the bird race. Personally, I couldn't. I just... Everything about it seemed forced. But I do love how they made Daxter look great.
I wonder if they... Okay, so because Daxter came out...
Yes.
Was it in between
I believe
Jack 2 and Jack 3?
Let's see. Daxter game.
Yep.
Let's see, when did I say this one came out?
2004?
This one came out after. Daxter came out after.
I wonder if they put half of their team that was originally working on Jack and Daxter on just Daxter, and they just kind of went, well, it should be fine, right?
Yeah.
And then it just disappointed. Like, you should have done both teams together, worked on it. You know,
Jack X came out before Daxter, a year after Jack 3.
Okay. So it sounds like it could have been working on both.
Yeah.
And they just split it up a little too far, and they didn't work on the story long enough to allow people to develop it, and it just flopped.
I'm sure if I got through the birds, I'm sure I could have gotten through the rest of the game. It just seemed weird to me, and it just didn't seem right. And
like you said, it seemed forced.
Yeah. And that's my personal opinion. I'm sorry if I offended anybody, but it's just how I feel about the game.
Yeah.
I gave it the college try.
The old college try.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the pecker was flaccid. I don't regret that one.
I would if I were you, but okay.
I don't regret a lot of
Holy
things I should.
Shit.
anyway.
It's par for the course at this point.
I know. I feel... Okay, so I do feel like we pushed so hard to try and give this game and this book our best. And
yeah.
It's just...
I can't.
It didn't sit. It was the first time that, honestly, it just didn't sit. But to be fair... To be completely fair...
Yes.
Look
like a pack of tennis balls. I'm sorry.
A pack of tennis balls. What the fuck?
Four pack.
Oh, God. Letterkenny references. I'm sorry, guys. I feel like it's just... This is one of the first times that it just didn't work out for both of us.
Yeah.
And
it lined up perfectly.
It's genuine in the sense of, like, we both tried. We actually tried on separate occasions, and before our vacation, most of our routine is we both go to work, we both do our thing, we come home, we do our own thing, I make dinner, and then we go to sleep. Like, it's just normal. So we didn't discuss this, but we both went, holy shit, we're not finishing this.
We said this is the first time we both haven't finished something. For the podcast, we said that 5 minutes before we started recording.
It was like, holy shit.
We're fucked on this one.
Yeah. Not exactly we're fucked, because we still have something to give you.
Yeah.
But genuinely, like, it wasn't my style.
No.
And again, I have ADHD. If I have to, and trust me, I did the NIMS 200 course for FEMA earlier. If I was able to finish that, more so than I was able to finish this fucking book, it's not good.
Yeah.
I have a really hard time focusing. And if I have to fiddle with something in order to even try to read it, it means it doesn't have my full attention.
Yeah.
And that's not good. And I feel so bad because I want to give you guys... Obviously, we want to give you, like, as many high ratings as we can.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we want to give you the good stuff. But there's going to be games that are just... And books that are just... I can't.
Yeah.
Look back at the Once Upon a Dream one. Like, I gave that a 5.
Yeah.
And that was my lowest score before Eye of Argon. But let's be serious. Eye of Argon was better because it made me laugh.
Fair enough.
It's just, if it's dull and it's dreary and I have nothing to give you, I have nothing to give you.
Mm-hmm.
I try my best. That being said, we're not trying to explain away. And obviously, this was hard for us. This was actually difficult for both of us because we were like, do we even put out an episode for this? But yes, we have to be honest with you. We have to be honest with us. And that's what we're here for.
Mm-hmm.
And on that... You want to be honest? We need your help.
Okay.
You can support us to keep this going.
Mm-hmm.
In any way, shape, and form. The best way is either to buy us a coffee. Yes. And that's going to be in the show notes, or directly through our Anchor. Now that we do not have a Patreon at all, that's going to be your best bet. And actually, I think it's monthly things. It starts at 99 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Which is much, much lower than Patreon would even allow us to do.
Yeah.
I kept trying to put it down to like $1, and they were like, are you sure you don't want to start at 3? And I was like, I really don't, but
yeah.
Like, I don't think we're worth that much right now. But yeah, you can do that, or you can buy our merch. Like, either way, it helps us get things back to you. It helps us get better books, better games, better equipment, anything to make it better. It prevents our butts from going numb in this closet. Like,
we do this for you.
We do this for you. I can't feel my heel right now. but yeah, you can support us through that. Obviously, also giving us ratings on iTunes or Podchaser or Google, wherever you can do reviews, I suppose. I don't know about Google because we're Apple users. So there's that. And all the other links are going to be in the description like usual. Follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, all that jazz. We respond, obviously, because thank you again, Sir Batman, on Instagram for buying our stuff.
I believe it is the, oh god, I don't know the username. It is Batman something original or something like that.
I don't know, it's not on your face, it's not on your iPad, though.
Yeah, I don't have Instagram on here, damn it.
Anyway, yeah, that being said... Sorry for the low ratings, guys. It was just obviously bad, and I did laugh harder at Tyler's because Pecker the penguin.
And the stupid fucking, he wasn't a penguin, he was a parrot.
He was a parrot?
He was a weird, I showed you a picture, it was that weird monkey parrot thing.
Oh, I thought you said penguin.
No, I might have, but it was parrot.
Those are completely two different birds, Tyler.
I'm the one that said parrot.
Okay.
You just heard penguin. Yeah.
Pecker, penguin,
because I said parrot, and you went, that's a penguin's pecker, or penis. And I'm like, what the fuck? Where did you get penguin? So.
I'm tired. Okay, guys. Hopefully next one will be much, much better.
Yeah.
A little preview, I have a firefighting story, and it's a local artist that I know, and I don't know what Tyler's doing. Anyway,
yeah.
It'll be a surprise for all of us. We'll keep on turning those pages, everyone.
And mashing those buttons.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.